I also have a feeling that many of you watching, like me, enjoy crystals. So I have some beautiful crystals with me this evening. I have my labradorite and clear quartz crystal. And so I'd like to use these crystals as an inspiration for a meditation. Because crystals have gone through a process in their creation. The labradorite, for example, it came from igneous rocks, and it was a process of lots of heat and pressure that you had this metamorphosis of creating the gemstone and the crystal that we see. Our planet is filled with so many different variety of minerals and gemstones and crystals that they have gone through such processes, and even being unearthed from the earth, they go through further processes of being polished and tumbled and smoothed. And so I invite you to contemplate, what kind of pressures have you experienced in your life and things that have polished you over and over to create who you are right now? Because life is happening for you and with you, not to you. Everything that we experience, we have the opportunity of looking at that experience and being polished by that experience. When we overcome life's challenges, we can truly speak to someone else going through that challenge with true empathy, with direct knowledge, direct experience of feeling. And so I ask you to also contemplate how many lifetimes you may have experienced being on the planet. And how many of those lifetimes did you also receive those opportunities of challenge and change? And that well of experience is carried within the very DNA of your cells. You have a gold mine of wisdom that you can access, that you can pull forward. And so I can hear already the next question: how do I do that? It is through giving pure intent and trusting that you will receive exactly what you need. So let us just ask, dear cellular structure filled with beautiful information of my wisdom, of my Akashic experience, please bring out those lifetimes where I was able to hold wisdom, hold compassion, hold love, hold knowledge, and let those attributes come forward. And just trust that the process has already been initiated, and just observe things that will happen for you in this coming week. And so from that posture of connection and love and support, let us now move into hearing the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the first channeling of this month. There will be four, just like always. And in this, we title them. These four are going to be the love connection. Dear ones, I cannot speak too much about something that is the core, the seed of the greatest energy that exists. And that is that which comes from the Creator. We'll say this again, perhaps in another channel, but this great love is the image you hear that you are made of. made in the image of the Creator, and that image is love. And so each one of these channels will feature an attribute of love. All four channels available to everyone for free on my partner's website. We're going to start this one with the love from those that you don't see. Or those that you think perhaps are even not there. Depending upon what you have been told in this culture, depending upon the doctrine that you've learned, pretending perhaps that they're there or not there, what do you think of guides and angels? What do you think of the invisible ones? What do you think of that which some say you're foolish to think beyond yourself or that you're independent? No one's going to help you. Have you been told that? The opposite is true, and it's true in a manner and an energy that is overwhelming in its truth and its beauty. Dear ones, here is the truth. You don't come here alone, ever. No human comes alone. The soul is something that is a beautiful vehicle that comes with you. It does not stay on the other side of the veil, dear ones. This multidimensionality of your soul is right now sitting in the chair that you are watching this in. It is with you. Now, perhaps that is a little less linear than you wanted to hear, but it's true. And in this soul is you in many forms. That's the multidimensional you. The yous that have been in the past lives that somehow still exist with you. A consciousness that never goes away that is you. And that which we have talked about before, a guide set which comes in with you and is the same every single lifetime. The same guides, the same angelic presence is with you. Some have felt, well, it's an extension of me. You're a bit right about that. They feel like you. They're part of the higher self that you say is you. You cannot separate these things into linear groups and faces and numbers. These belong to you in a multidimensional state which don't have singularity or shapes or faces or numbers. And yet, it feels like it. It feels like it because they are so personal. I want to tell anyone watching, this is the first time you've heard of this. I would love for you to sit alone tonight and just call them in. If you're there, show me. Go ahead. And don't be surprised if you allow it and if you mean it when you say it, that there might be some tingling that goes on. And that is a yes. That cause and effect relationship of you opening your heart and asking that question is one of the most beautiful things a human can do. I want you to understand that as they come in with you, there is a tremendous love they bring. The love for you, the soul that you are, the human being in the expression that you are. Their purpose is to help you. That is why they are called guides. They are angelic. You don't see them. You feel them. And in their feeling, they also shape your reality if you let them. They're the ones who are the way showers. They're the ones who will help you to go to the right place at the right time or make decisions through intuition that they will influence, that says this door, not that door. They're the ones that are in the field with you that we have spoken of before. They keep you out of chance, dear ones. There are those who still say, I'm in a turkey shoot, as they say in my partner's country. That is, I'm rolling the dice every day I step out of the house and anything could happen to me. Not if you're in touch with your guides. Not if you understand the purpose of angelic purpose, the reason you're here. These guides are the ones that often keep you safe, but not unless you acknowledge that it's possible, or that they're there. Why is that, Cryon? Why do we have to do things in order to activate, if you want to say that, the guides. And here is the answer. You have free choice not to. Did you hear that? All your life, if you want to ignore all of them and do your best, when you come back across the veil, we're going to have the same party for you as the one who engaged them when they were four. 4 years old. Do you hear that? That's no judgment. There is no judgment. But there is opportunity. And that is for those who want to understand that there is love when you come here. And they come with you. I want to paint another picture. I've done it so often before. I want to paint a picture. Here you are on this planet, doing the best you can to survive. Trying your best, perhaps, to be a compassionate individual. Trying to dodge that which you call chance. Sometimes it makes you feel like you're a victim of the energy all around you because perhaps things don't go well. And here are guides who are sitting looking at you doing nothing because you've never greeted them. You've never said thank you. You've never said, I want you to help guide me. I want you to push my intuition. I want you to help me listen. You've never done it. Perhaps because you've been told they don't exist, or that's silly, or that you have to trust in something else, or perhaps there's a prophet, or perhaps you've been told you can't even talk to God. Somebody else has to do it for you. All of those things get in the way of this perception that you have come in with divinity. But because you have free choice, nothing's going to happen until you activate that. Activating means that you sit again and say, I want you in my life. You're real. I believe it. Thank you for loving me. Can you imagine the love they have for you to watch you flail around, believe what you want to, and all that time, figuratively, they have their hand out saying, take my hand, just do it. Don't you feel us? Don't you understand? Don't believe anyone else but your own core energy. Drop into your heart and see if what you've been told is right, and we will come in if you wish. All your life, they may sit there with their hand out, perhaps to your last breath. That's how much they love you. They never give up. They never give up. They're always there because that's why they're with you. They come with you. Did you know that there's a meeting between all of you before you step into the wind of birth and you come here that says, this time, please, feel us. Don't believe everything you're told. Follow your heart. Believe us. And let us then help guide all the things to take you into the good places where there are no potholes. And intuition will help you meet the right partners and people so there'll be a lot less of the issues that perhaps you had the last lifetime. Let this be a lifetime of beauty, no betrayal, of compassion and love and good things. That's why they're here. There's so much love. Your guides, your angels are real. They even have your name on them, the name we sing in light that you have. They belong to you. There is a system, dear ones, of love. There is a connection with the love of the Creator, and part of it comes in with you, always with you, waiting for you to acknowledge it so you can move on into a divine reality that you deserve as your lineage of an old soul. I wouldn't tell you these things unless they were real. There's no reason to sell you something when you already have it. I am just telling you to take it. See for yourself if it's real or not. Open that beautiful, beautiful area that will flow into that which is your mind and your heart with a grander truth, perhaps, than you've ever been told. That's why I'm here. I'm here to give you information, perhaps that you've not heard before, that is for you, that is loving, very loving. It's not a doctrine we're asking you to follow. It's love we're asking you to follow, the love of God. I'm crying in love with humanity, continuing to give these lessons so that some of you will have a life change and understand that you're always loved and you're never alone. And so it is.